This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Another hour of the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to chime in. So John Boehner is back in the news. You remember that chick? You used to cry all the time. John Boehner. When I see John Boehner, I see a drunk. I do. And it's funny. Friends of mine who know John Boehner really well say, man, the dude can pound him. He's a throwback. Sort of that Sinatra era, you know, guy that, you know, smoked and drank and, you know, told ethnic jokes and you know, womanized and all. I mean, and for the record, I don't care. I love that era. I really do. I think that when the Mad Men era, I love that time. Other than to be black, I would have loved to have been back during that time. It was fun. I mean, people just spoke. They smoked in front of each other. The women used their feminine wiles to get ahead. I mean, don't misunderstand me. I agree women need to be able to be emancipated and do whatever they want, and they shouldn't have been held back. But as an era goes, it was a fun thing to look at. When I see that time frame, and that's why I love the show Mad Men, it was like, wow. This is the way things were. And I don't wish that women could take a step back, but it was fun to watch women be real women and seeing that struggle of how they would use men to get ahead and all that. There's something really, I don't know, voyeuristic in the looking at that through the looking glass. Like, wow, look at that. I remember watching Peggy, or what was the redheaded lady that was the one who Roger was with. I forget her name. Did you guys watch Mad Men? You didn't? Oh, man. Love that show. Great show. And what was the guy, the main guy, the cool Don Draper. It's funny. When you watch Mad Men and you see Don Draper is the guy you want to be in your life at the same time you don't. You know what I'm saying? The way that character was written, there's hardly a guy alive that didn't want to be Draper. Because Draper was cool. I mean, he could come up with an idea, but a bam. And it was like as smooth as, you know, 25-year-old Scotch. Just it was cool. The show is sexy. It really is. You got to watch it. If you get in a rerun, watch it. It's worth it. John Hamm, I think his name is Hamm. Lamb. Jam. Hamm. Is it Jam, Lamb, or Hamm? Anyway, he plays Draper. And when you're watching him work, you're like, God. I love the way this guy sells, but then his home life is good and bad. I mean, he's got, what's her name? I can't remember his wife. They got divorced, but anyway, she's got a January Jones, I think's her name, something like that. Is she Quincy Jones's daughter? I think she is. Anyway, she plays his wife, and she's hot. She's a nice looking lady. But Draper, he's always getting mixed up with another woman, you know. But here again, the way it happens, you're almost like, yeah, good job, Draper. And I'm not condoning, you know, him having affairs in the show. I'm just saying you find yourself torn. Because, and the other side of it is you're going, there's no reason for this guy to do that. You know, why is he doing it? And that's the conflict. I mean, cool show. Anyway, Boehner, when I look at Boehner, he reminds me of that time. A time when white men ruled the earth. They got ahead. You wouldn't want to be a brother back then. You know? There was only so much you could do. But there's a part of me, honestly, that goes, I'd like to try it. I'd like to try to be that brother that gets ahead. The same way women were trying to get ahead. I could see him saying, we can't put a colored fellow on that account. And Draper saying, why not? We've got Kevin Jackson. Ah, man. I would love to do it. And then I go take down, like, the big deal. Like, I go get, you know, the big hotel deal or the big car deal or whatever. And there's another part of it was fascinating to me because it was like being a rep. You always went after the big line that was out there, you know, I heard Coca-Cola's looking. Really? You know, until you start working behind the scenes. You don't know how much money it's going to take for you to get them. I'm just telling you, I was a manufacturer's rep, and that's what would happen with us. We'd say, oh, Samsung's looking for a new rep. They just fired so-and-so. Really? Oh, and you were hoping just to get an interview. You know, and most of the time, the company my size, we didn't. We didn't get the interview. Maybe that's what it is, that little throwback to a different time in my life when I ran a rep company. But it does. It reminds me of that. Anyway, Boehner came out blasting everybody, I think he blasted Levin. Here's what he said. He pointed the finger at Levin. I always liked Rush. When I went to Palm Beach, I would always meet with Rush and we'd go play golf. But you know, who was that right-wing guy, Levin? He went really crazy, right, and got a big audience, and he dragged Sean Hannity to the dark side. He dragged Rush to the dark side. And these guys, I used to talk to them all the time, and suddenly they're beating the living crap out of me. He used a different word. He said, I had a conversation with Hannity, probably about the beginning of 2015. I called him and said, listen, you're nuts. We had this really blunt conversation. Things were better for a few months, and it got back to being the same old, same old. But I wasn't going to be a right-wing idiot. Now, this is Boehner talking about guys like me, because I'm a right-wing zealot. I'm right of Reagan. And you know why? Because that's the place to be. And here's Boehner. He's essentially disrespecting us. Who the heck is this guy to be? Well, I can tell you. He's a drunk. He's that throwback. I call them anachronisms because they're stuck in a time that they believe is still relevant, but it's moved past them. They're looking at, you know, you tell time. They're like, you give them the time. They're like, how'd you tell time? And you're like, it's on my phone. What? It's on your phone? You know, or you say, hey, check this out. And you show them a video on your phone and they're like, where'd you come from? You know, outer space, man. They don't get it. That's what Boehner is. All these guys are so detached from reality. The reality is what they remember. That's why even guys like Paul Ryan, you got to get rid of them because they can't make that transition to understand that, you know what? The world of politics has moved beyond you. If you're playing politics from a decade ago, you're old news. Barack Obama tried to play politics from a decade ago when it worked for him. When he had social media gravitas and he knew what he was doing and he was mover and a shaker. Then here's Trump coming along going, really? You think you knew social media? Watch me tweet. And he crushed him. That's what's going on with Boehner.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Why would John Boehner crawl out of the woodwork? Why? I mean, horrible speaker. Think about everything that we didn't get when he was in control of the House. Paul Ryan's not much better. But why now? Why is Boehner? It's almost like the left went and found him, like in the gutter. He was probably sitting at some bar, you know, trying to hit up some old crusty looking chick. And they walked in and said, "Hey, John Boehner, you know, we could use you." He's like, "What do you need?" And he comes out, you know, is he anti-Trump? He's got to be. Is he worth talking about? I don't know. Hey, do you hear the story about these two women who were at sea? Two Hawaiian women who say they were lost at sea on a sailboat for months, but they never activated their emergency beacon. This is according to the U.S. Coast Guard. They say this is adding this to the growing list of inconsistencies that cast doubt on their harrowing tale of survival. This reminds me of Kite Boy. You remember Kite Boy? when he supposedly the wind took him up in a kite, and the parents were like, "Oh my gosh, where is he? Where is he?" And there's this big balloon, and they had it flying around, looking like OJ, you know, on the run, and this big silver-looking medallion kite thing. And they go, then the media's like, "Could the boy be in the kite? He doesn't weigh very much. The wind has lifted him up. It appears that he's in the kite." And the boy's not even in the kite, which they call it a kite. It looked like a big obelisk, you know, and it was an odd-shaped thing because it wasn't like it was completely puffed out in this cylindrical look. No, it was like an obelisk where it was all different deformed. And so it's just floating through the air like a balloon that's lost its shape. And the wind is blowing in there. And I'm looking at this thing going, I don't know how much this boy weighs, but I hope it's not more than a pound because it couldn't lift a kid. But everybody, oh, it's got to be. He's lifting. He's in there. He must be in there. His dad, you know, said he was in there. Oh, my God. And his dad's like, oh, hysterical. Well, it turned out it was all contrived. Kid was, you know, hiding in the neighbor's house. And then they come out and they're like, oh, my gosh, we found him. We love him. We missed him. Oh, what will we do without him? And you're going, oh, okay, well, good. They found Kite Boy. Then they find out it's contrived. Totally contrived. So these two women are lost at sea, a tale of survival. And the minute that I was thinking about, if you're lost at sea and you have an emergency beacon that will alert the Coast Guard to come get me at this specific location, and you don't use that beacon, come on, let's be honest. Because I was thinking, do these ladies, how well do they know each other? Are they neighbors? What do their husbands really know about them? Because this ain't Thelma and Louise here. This is Thelma and she my girlfriend. Because I don't get it. There's no reason for a book deal. You think it was a book deal? My producer's like, yeah, it could be a book deal. Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's a fraudulent way to get one, but it appears that that's exactly what they were trying to shoot for, some notoriety. The women previously told the Associated Press they had radios, sat phones, GPS, and other emergency gear, but they didn't mention the emergency position indicating radio beacon. They call it EPIRB. Coast Guard review of the incident and subsequent interviews with the women revealed that they had an EPIRB aboard their boat, but they never turned it on. Jennifer Apple confirmed in an interview that they had the beacon but didn't use it. She said that in her experience, it should be used only when you are in imminent physical danger and going to die in the next 24 hours. How do you know if you're going to die in the next... You know what? Shut up. I don't believe that. Let me put it to you this way. If I'm stuck in a raft or whatever kind of boat they had, and I'm with one of my boys, you know, just like, hey, so you want to go sail? Yeah, let's go sailing. And we get stuck, I've got that beacon on within hours. The minute that he's like, I don't know where we're going. Well, you know how to sail? I don't know how to sail. Well, you the one who brought me out. What? What? And we both panic. Blink, beacon on. I mean... Because look here, I don't want to debate, do I need to eat you? I don't want to be the one that has to throw your rotten corpse over the ship or whatever we're on so the sharks can eat you. I don't want to have to run the risk of, can I eat him if he were to die? Like, is the meat rancid? Or how long will I survive? I don't want to have to make those turn on the beacon. And I venture to tell you, my boy would be the same way, like Kev. We turn on the beacon, you know, end of story. And I'm not saying I'm soft, even though I am a little soft and cuddly these days, but I'm not. Get me back to terra firma as soon as possible, preferably the Ritz or the Waldorf, and we're good to go. 5 months these ladies were supposedly out there. I don't know if that's the case. And then she goes on to say, our hull was solid and we were floating. And we had water and food. We had limited maneuverability capacity. They were in Japan. The U.S. Navy took them in after they were rescued by a Navy ship. All those things did not say we're going to die. All that said, it's going to take us a whole lot longer to get where we're going. So that's why she says, we didn't do it because we knew it was an inconvenience. But we didn't want to deploy for the wrong reason. I'm with AP. I don't believe it. Not I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I think these ladies are lying. Why would you do that? She's giving us a reason, but I'm saying this. Whatever. I don't believe you. Come on. You got the ability to get yourself safe. How do you know what you're going to run into? A whale? 24 hours for somebody to get to... Look, if I push the beacon and they tell me it's 3 hours, that's the longest 3 hours of your life, right? It's like... I watched some of these movies where the sea is boiling. I don't know if that was the circumstances they were in. But I know what that sea can do, what the ocean can do. It can boil. And I don't want to be anywhere near it when it's boiling. I want... And if I am... I want the Coast Guard there, man. I mean, I'm crying. They're like, Kevin, we got to fly back. It's too much. No, please. I mean, I'm begging. No. Drop the basket. If I can't get on it, then you can take off. What about you? What would you do? Have you seen, what was the movie, The Perfect Storm? Have you seen, or even better, there was a movie with Russell Crowe, Master and Commander, where they had to cut these boys off, this one kid, off in the ocean. Ocean boiling. I watch the Apelio crab season. What is it? The guys that go out and look for they call them fishermen, but they fish for crab. I never thought of fishermen as fishing for crab, but it's kind of the same thing. But let me tell you, you want to get out in that boat, you better have some guts. And maybe it's me. I mean, I can swim. I'm not one of these black dudes that can't swim. But see, there's swimming in your swimming pool where you can keep yourself afloat, and then there's swimming for survival, you know, in the ocean, very different thing. I'm just telling you, if I'm stranded in the ocean, I want you to come get me right away. Maybe it's a panic mode. Maybe it's in my DNA. I don't know. And by the way, if you're coming, bring some chicken and watermelon. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, clients, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to free you from your unwanted timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-783-2959. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys, America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee, and our team has already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-783-2959. That's 1-800-783-2959, 1-800-783-2959.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We got a lot of crazy stuff in the news. For example, when I say crazy, I mean there's a ton of stuff. And for us to get to it, I'm going to have to speed it up here. This show has just flown by. For example, this is a story. This one really got... So there's a Virginia governor's race, replacing McAuliffe, who's a waste of space. And the Republican has surged in the race. So the Democrats got desperate. And here's the ad that they ran. It's not the ad. It's actually Tucker Carlson discussing the ad with a woman on his program. And this I could cover for so long, because this is typical of what the left does. They invoke racism in the South, Virginia. And this particular commercial, they play it, it's playing as Tucker's explaining to her what's going on. But their excuse for this is truly unforgivable. This is the type of thing that tells you why the left are going to have so much trouble winning elections going forward, and how you cannot heal this nation with people like them. So here's Tucker discussing it.
Defending an ad that has a racist driving a truck with an Ed Gillespie sticker on it trying to murder children, and you're defending it by saying Ed Gillespie is running an ad that makes people fearful? I mean, I don't think there's ever been an ad like the one we just watched. Have you ever seen anything like that?
I think we're living in an era we've never lived in before. I think what's unique about the last year is that a lot of people are coming forward with statements that used to just be dog whistles are now overt racist.
But what is that? If that's
based on an actual event that happened.
What did Ed Gillespie have to do with that event?
Well, I don't know what he had to do with the event necessarily.
Well, why are you tying him to it?
Because he's creating a racist environment where people are feeling emboldened. He's never disavowed President Trump saying, in the heels of the Charlotte riots, that there are good people on both sides.
Well, I haven't disavowed it either. Does that make me... it's not mine to disavow. I didn't say it.
It's not yours to disavow.
Does that make me a Klansman?
When he's running for governor of Virginia.
Disavow it? I mean, what... So, refusing to disavow, whatever that means, something that somebody else said now makes you morally equivalent to what you say the first person is? Like, this is insane.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Tucker's 100% right. This is wrong on so many levels that it really makes me mad. And it should make anybody that's depicted in this commercial. What it is it's a guy in a truck, in a vehicle. I don't know if it's a truck. And he's got an Ed Gillespie sticker on his back. And he's running down minority people. He's running down minority kids. So you see a black kid take off running and then stopping like whoa. And then the next thing you see a little Mexican kid and he runs. And what's funny is she says, well, we're living in a different time, a time of overt racism. Well, the overt racism is from the left. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw, a former guy who worked for Reagan came out and said, that racism exists on the Republican side of the aisle. Really, it pissed me off. I'm so sick of this. I mean, this is why I fight so hard, to be honest with you. Because I so want, when the world turns and the left are seen as the racist, I'm going to make a promise to you. I will stop what I'm doing. I will stop. That's how much I want it to stop. I'll stop. When finally people go, nope. I'm talking about when leftists start going, nah, you know, for years, I thought the other side were racist. It was really our side. That's why I switched. When that happens, I'm done. I will leave. I'll go gainful employment. I mean, I think this is gainful, but I'll go figure out something else to do. I'll write more books. Maybe I'll become a professor. But anyway, she's this overt racism she talks about. And then what's funny is she says, and this is what's so condemning. She doesn't even realize how condemning this statement is. She says, this was based on an actual event. And see, this is where I differ with, like, and I love Tucker's a great guy. He's not only a great guy for Fox, he's a good person. But this is where I get upset with Tucker and Hannity and some of these guys. Tucker's comment should have been, really? So when this event occurred, did Ed Gillespie's bumper sticker, was it on somebody's car? I'm just curious. See, she's trying to take an event tied to Ed Gillespie. Tucker does a great job of saying, well, how does that have, what does that have to do with him? He didn't do it. Well, he didn't condemn it. Okay, well, and Tucker rightfully said, it's not his job to condemn it. Did Barack Obama come out with every racist statement that's made by black people? Is it necessary for Barack Obama to come out and go, I condemn that statement? How about enough with his own actions to say, look, I don't make racist statements. I think it's silly that people believe in racism. But I'll tell you this, I'm not going to apologize because somebody else says something. In fact, that's their First Amendment right. They can say whatever they want. Doesn't make it mean that I condone it. But I don't feel that way. That's enough. But they wanted guilt by association. Ed Gillespie had nothing to do with that event. He wasn't running for governor during that event. Why is his bumper sticker on the vehicle? That was the golden question. Now look, it's easy to backseat drive from here. I've been in that position. You're on TV. You got a certain amount of time, a limited amount of time. The thing I don't like about being a guest is they're directing the flow and you're sitting there going, I only got 45 seconds. That's it. Look at my interviews. They don't last very long. The segment may be 5 minutes, but between the host, you know, wanting to get their pound of flesh, the sometimes running a video, which is what Tucker ran in this particular piece, and then they start with one, then come to you, then go to the other, then come back to you. You're lucky if you get a minute and a half to speak. Lucky. So I get it. But when you're the host and she says something like that, well, you know, that actually happened. You got to be quick on your feet to say, well, you know what? That incident may have happened, but something tells me that Ed Gillespie's bumper sticker wasn't on the car. Am I right or am I wrong? That's what. Now, look, I'm hosting Fox and Friends, co-hosting on the 4th and the 5th. So I'll get my opportunity to see what I'm able to accomplish on the show. But I got to tell you, that interview is infuriating. Because Ed Gillespie, a Republican, is winning, the Democrats pull out the race card. Here's the problem. Here's the good news, bad news. The bad news is they did it. The bad news is Democrats believe they can use blacks and Hispanics and trot us out for some racial incident every time they're getting their butts kicked on policy issues. See, Ed Gillespie's going to win. He's going to win because he's probably the right candidate for the job. I don't know what his stance is on different things, but here's what I do know. I know what the left stands for, and they're giving us an example by what they're doing currently. This whole thing by trotting out racism and trying to blame Gillespie. I don't know Gillespie from Adam. Wouldn't know him if he walked up and you know, petted my dog. But what I will tell you is, I can guarantee you he's not responsible for any racism that's happening in that area. And he's probably a pretty good guy. He's probably a guy that just wants to do the best for Virginia. And as much as he may be partisan in the sense of the Republicans, what Republicans want is what's best for everybody. That's a fact. I think liberals are the most boneheaded people on the planet. I do. And there are many times I think to myself, we'd be better off without them. But we have them. So you know what? Policies should help them as well. Because my thought process is, if they get enough help, they might just go, this isn't too bad. These guys aren't nearly the ogres that I've, you know, proclaimed them to be. But they didn't. They don't do that. They don't learn from their mistakes. Right now, well, I say that, and then I Bryan Cranston came out, and he says, I say to anybody who goes against, who wishes that Donald Trump fails, F you. Now, Bryan Cranston, if you don't know him, you're asleep at the wheel. Breaking Bad. He's been Malcolm in the Middle. He's the hapless father in a lot of films. Was a dyed-in-the-wool, I hate Trump, I'm voting for Hillary guy. In fact, he said if Trump is elected, he was leaving the country. He was one of those. And suddenly, he's done a mea culpa. Now, the reason I bring this up, and I know I'm shifting gears a little bit here, because you know, we were talking about this racist commercial that got run. But the reason why I'm telling you this is yet another Hollywood person who was dyed in the wool for Hillary. And suddenly, we get a switch. The Democrats owned the Virginia. They stacked the deck with Terry McAuliffe's people, and should have an easy go of it in getting another Democrat elected to the Virginia governorship. They're going to lose it. Hollywood, an anti-Trump, I'm talking about, I hate Trump, I love Hillary, support Hillary, I'll leave the country if Trump is elected, is now telling other people, F you if you want to see Donald Trump fail. And he goes on to explain why. Let me tell you what's happening, people. These are signs that you got to pay attention to. These are the little things that come up that mean something. Bryan Cranston didn't come to this, like, wake up in the middle of the night and go, you know what, now I'm going to suddenly support Donald Trump. Something has happened to change a guy who could not stand Donald Trump to telling people, F you if you try to go against him.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Oh,
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You all saw today that President Donald Trump was correct. There is no evidence that Mr. Manafort or the Trump campaign colluded with the Russian government. Mr. Manafort represented pro-European Union campaigns for the Ukrainian. And in that, he was seeking to further democracy and to help the Ukraine come closer to the United States and the EU. Those activities ended in 2014, over 2 years before Mr. Manafort served in the Trump campaign. Today, you see an indictment brought by an Office of Special Counsel that is using a very novel theory to prosecute Mr. Manafort regarding a FARA filing. The United States government has only used that offense six times since 1966 and only resulted in one conviction. The second thing about this indictment that I myself find most ridiculous is a claim that maintaining offshore accounts to bring all your funds into the United States as a scheme to conceal from the United States government is ridiculous. Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Manafort's attorney striking back, swinging back, hitting hard. Glad you're with me today. Look, I got to tell you, I watched this guy do this press conference. I don't think Manafort's going to get convicted of anything. I really don't. I think Mueller needed some time to try to figure out a way out of this, try to make some other connections. I know everybody's talking about this guy Papadopoulos, and I chuckle at it because nobody knew this guy's name a month ago. I said this earlier in the broadcast. Nobody knew. I didn't know who Papadopoulos was. You want to know why? Because he's low level. If you're going to connect Donald Trump to some, you know, nefarious scheme to get himself elected, number one, why would he choose the Russians? And two, why is he worried about that? He's running against Hillary. But, you know, this concept that he's in collusion, they tried to get Donald Trump Jr. He said, yeah, I took a meeting. And then he released all of his emails and said, here they are. Go through them. You can see exactly what I did. What happened? Is he being indicted? No. All his information is up front. What did Hillary Clinton do? Bleach bit, hammering disc, and everything else. It's so ridiculous to watch this. I think Manafort's going to get out of it. I think what they needed is they needed a name right away. Manafort was already ready. You know, he's there for the asking. Did he do stuff to violate the, you know, because he's supposed to register as a foreign agent. It's like Foreign Agent Registration Act is what they're referring to, the FARA. So did he not do that? Did money offshore? That's not illegal. It's like Mueller's grasping for straws. And this low-level guy, what's funny, I don't know what he admitted to. I've seen lots of reports, and I'm going, what's he admitted to? That he had meetings with the Russians? What? Okay, fine. What's funny about the indictment, none of it involves Trump. I had meetings with the Russians. About what? I don't know. I was trying to bring in Stoli vodka cheaper or something. This is going to backfire so bad on them, so badly. I want to go back to Podesta. We talked a little bit about him because Tony, John's brother, and it was funny. There's a picture of Podesta with his artwork, Tony Podesta, and the tweet was, somebody ought to have a special counsel on Podesta's artwork. It's bizarre. It's the bizarre art. It's like you know, it's nudes with people with their arms tied up. It's really bizarre. It points back to John Podesta being part of this, I don't know, what they call it, the soup thing, where these guys would get with young kids and try to have sex and all. It's so morbid and bizarre. Look, nothing surprises me about the left. Being honest with you, I hate talking about it. I think it makes many of us uncomfortable because I'm sitting there going, half the things that these people get accused of, I would never think of in my... If you gave me 50 lifetimes, I would never think of this crap. Oh, my gosh. Spirit cooking. That's what it was, right? Spirit cooking? Which had something to do with a pedophile ring. And the more... Look, I remember when that came out, that story came out, I didn't cover it. I was like, no, that's Alex Jones, right? But I wasn't going to cover it. And the more that you learn about the left, the more you go, boy, Alex Jones is probably right. Somebody was telling me about this. Man, Kevin, you don't want to become like Alex Jones. I went, what? Write about all the conspiracies? Alex is nailing it. I don't know where he's getting this information. Because here's the way I might start doing things. I might just start going, you know, let's just make up the craziest story that we could think of about the left and then float it out there. And then we'll go Google it and see if it's there. And it'll be there. Go do it. Try it. Make up something silly. And you Google it, and it'll be a Hillary Clinton and Podesta, blah, 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 you know, Bill and Epstein. And you're going, wow, I was just joking. It's crazy. How do you become a Financial Times 50 heavy lifters? You know what Financial Times is? That's a pretty substantial magazine. How do you become one of Washington's biggest players, named such by the New York Times? Are you wondering, who am I talking about? I'm talking about Tony Podesta. He was 50 heavy lifters in the Financial Times. He was named Washington's biggest players, one of Washington's biggest players, by the New York Times. And the way you do that is you befriend the Clintons. Do that, and your organization can grow from obscurity to prominence in one election cycle. I'll give you a good example. The Russian company that got millions and millions of dollars by way of this uranium deal was a shell company. It was only there to hold, it was a holding place. Bill Clinton goes over to one of the stands, like Kyrgyzstan or whatever, meets with the president of that company, goes back, meets with the guy who owned what was the shell company of Uranium One, and that guy makes a $31 million donation to Bill Clinton. A deal got done that gave the uranium production of Kyrgyzstan to this particular company, and they were in business. That's what it took. So Bill Clinton gets $31 million with the promise of $100 million more, along with the other donations that ended up totaling $145 million. And it was for a company that only existed on paper that could write a check within a month for $31 million with the promise of another $100 million that eventually came. That's how you do it. And Podesta brokered the deal. They got a smaller cut. The Russians only gave them $20 million, if I'm not mistaken. That's what John netted out of the thing. Just telling you, folks, that's the way things happen in D.C. You know, we're sitting out here. Look, take the average American and say, come up with $10,000 to ransom your kid. And that family would have to tell you, you got to shoot him. You got to kill him. I can't come up with the money. That money is spent on cocktails in one night in D.C. These people are so drunk with the money, it makes no sense. We are in the trillions in this government's budget. And so you see the Clintons who have, I think their net worth is now around $200 million, and it still isn't enough for them. $200 million, folks. That's 80. It's not enough. They came from nothing. $200 million. Podesta's company, last year, they did $6.1 million in the third quarter of 2016, estimated $4.1 million this year. So they're losing money, and they're going to lose more. But they're a $25 million company that produces nothing. Nothing. They have no product. They push paper. This year, they'll be close to $20 million. Last year, it's $6.1 million, almost $25 million. Doing nothing. Year after year, getting awards, 50 heavy lifters, Washington's biggest players. The Crooked Clinton Foundation, get this. In 2014, $172 million is what they brought in. That's not a great year for them. $172 million. In 2015, they brought in $108 million. It was down 37%. But that's still not chump change. And they're still bringing in money. Oh, they're losing people now. But they're still viable.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.